This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Public comment period for Project Jupiter's proposed microgrid air quality construction permits must be extended. After a careful review of the inconsistent public notices for the proposed Doña Ana County East and West microgrids air quality construction permits for Project Jupiter, CCNS found them to be defective. The discrepancies require a restart of the public comment periods for the proposed $165 billion microgrid facilities that will emit up to 13 million tons of greenhouse gas emissions annually, more than yearly emissions generated by Las Cruces, Albuquerque, and Santa Fe. Currently, the public comments are due on Monday, March 2, 2026, to the New Mexico Environment Department. State law requires the department to provide opportunities for the public to make comments on issues of concern. CCNS found problems. For example, if one clicks the calendar box on the right side of the home page, one arrives at the events calendar. Under that title, there are four tiny boxes entitled Tile, List, Month, and Table. Each one provides a different format to review public notices, due dates for the end of public comment periods, etc. The public notices in English first appeared on the website on January 26th for a 30-day comment period. On January 30th, the public notices in Spanish were posted for a 30-day comment period. Comments are now due Monday, March 2nd. CCNS found that while the public notices to provide comments are found under List and Month, they are not found under Tile and Table listings. Clicking on one of the boxes may have provided the required information. Clicking on another, one would come up empty-handed. CCNS submitted comments to the department's Air Quality Bureau citing the inconsistencies. We wrote, quote, "In summary, the public has a chance of clicking on the options under the events calendar to access correct information about the public notices and the end of the comment period, etc. Please ensure that all four options, Tile, List, Month, and Table, provide consistent notice to the public. It shouldn't be a matter of chance whether the public will easily find consistent public notices," end quote. On Wednesday, February 25th, CCNS took screenshots of the listings. They are available on our website at nuclearactive.org. Due to the inconsistencies, please join CCNS in requesting at least a 30-day extension of the comment period. For more information, go to the New Mexico Environmental Law Center's eBlast at conta.cc/4rouejh and scroll down to send comments about permit applications from nmelc.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.